talking about sexual harassment and sexual assault is so difficult, still in the Me Too era. We saw that today. Many victims hesitate to come forward with their stories out of fear for the social, financial, and legal consequences. In some countries like China, you can even be arrested for protesting sexual harassment. That's what happened to a group of five young women in 2015. They were later called the Feminist Five. Leda Hong Fincher wrote about the group in her new book, Betraying Big Brother, The Feminist Awakening in China. I asked her about what happened to those five activists.
They were planning to celebrate International Women's Day by handing out stickers about sexual harassment on subways and buses. But before they were even able to do that, the Chinese authorities conducted a really sweeping round of arrests in multiple cities. They ended up focusing on five young women in Beijing, Guangzhou, and Hangzhou, and brought all five women to Beijing, where they were jailed for 37 days. And it looked as though these women were on course to be criminally prosecuted and facing a jail term of up to 5 years. But what the government didn't anticipate was that this would cause a huge outcry, both inside China, in the feminist community, and also outside China.
So the immediate impact were these protests. What's been the impact since 2015 of those arrests?
The Chinese government apparently at the time thought that by jailing these five young women, they could nip in the bud any possibility of a large-scale women's rights movement developing in China that might threaten the Communist Party over the long term. But that move drastically backfired because it angered so many people, so many young women who had previously not being willing to identify themselves as feminists began coming out and saying, you know what, this is outrageous, and I support the women's rights movement. And so actually, because the government came under so much pressure, they ended up releasing the five women, which is quite unprecedented, after 37 days. Mm. And after the release of the women, the movement actually began to grow. And so what you see today is, on the one hand, a very harsh crackdown on feminist activists from the Chinese government. But on the other, you have this incredibly growing momentum around the issues of women's rights, sexual harassment, sexual violence, gender discrimination, and most recently, the Me Too movement. And there's just no sign of the momentum stopping anytime soon.
So clearly the Brett Kavanaugh hearing is another key moment in the Me Too movement, especially obviously in this country. Have you heard, though, anything about today's testimony from women's activists in China?
I haven't yet, but I mean, it's so new. I was literally just watching the hearing myself. But I can tell you that there is extremely tight media censorship in China. And so the Chinese government is very spooked by exactly this kind of thing, where you have a live televised ceremony, proceedings of a woman coming out with very sordid details of how she was sexually assaulted by a nominee to the Supreme Court. So this is the kind of thing that is very frightening to the Communist Party leadership, which, by the way, is all men.
I recall many young women in China, how inspired they were by Hillary Clinton's presence at the Beijing Women's Conference in 1995 and her dictum that women's rights are human rights and vice versa. What effect eventually do you think Christine Blasey Ford's impassioned but really human testimony could have on young Chinese women today?
It's just too early to tell.
Yeah.
But I can say that the fact that Me Too has taken off in China against all odds, yes, women inside China are very much, when they pay attention, are inspired by what is happening outside. But at the same time, they don't need that much news coming from the outside, because inside, it's really about individual, ordinary Chinese women who have been humiliated or abused themselves, and they have the same kind of passion and anger that you can see kind of pouring out of American women now. And that is just extraordinary, because the obstacles for these women are so much greater than they are for women in a country like America.
Leda Hong Fincher is the author of the just-published Betraying Big Brother, The Feminist Awakening in China. Leda, thanks very much for being with us on The World.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll leave it there today, a day of extraordinary testimony on Capitol Hill centered on sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. No doubt we'll be talking about today's hearings for quite a while. If you or someone you know has been impacted by sexual assault and sexual harassment, or if conversations today are impacting you, you can reach out for help from the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Their number is 1-800-656-4673. That's 1-800-656-HOPE. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.